Thank you for taking time to listen to this Portland Christian Center podcast. In this podcast, we have the pleasure of sharing an experience here at the center in which we honored four semi-retired or retired pastors who have served at Portland Christian Center. The first three, Hermie Engelgau, Harold Pollock, and Tom Ming, have served as pastors, evangelists, and missionaries, as well as associate pastors at Portland Christian Center. The fourth statesman, Reverend James Swanson, is one of our revered senior pastors. On Sunday, December 9th, we were honored to have all four present for our services, and they were awarded with the title and honor of Pastor Emeritus. Ray Noah, lead pastor here at the center, talked briefly about the biblical call to honor our leaders before asking all four men to share a word with their church family. Let's jump into the service as Ray begins.
Well, five of the best-looking men I know are on this stage right now. God's word for today is from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. And this is what it says. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. That is my favorite verse in the entire Bible. Say that with me. Obey and submit. I tried that at home and it doesn't work. So let's try it here. Obey and submit. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. Well, we're in a series on discipleship called Love Wins. And in one of the ways that we express true discipleship, authentic discipleship, is by loving our spiritual leaders. I don't know that that's in vogue today in American Christianity as much as it is around the world or as much as it has been at one time, but that is the call of God's word, that we love our spiritual leaders. And we've been learning in this series that, love is no vague and no lofty concept. We talked about loving correction last Sunday, and I will deal with you later, whoever that is. Love is not lofty, love is not vague, but it's quite practical, sometimes uncomfortably so. Love is not merely a belief, love is a behavior. Authentic love is a behavior. And in this case, as we see in Hebrews chapter 13, the way that we show love to our spiritual leaders is through obedience and submission. Jesus said that if you love me, you will obey me. Love and obedience. If you love me, you will obey me. Paul followed up on that logic in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, by then saying, if you reverence Christ, then you will lovingly submit to one another. Love and submission. You cannot love apart from obedience. You can obey without love, but you can't love with truly without obedience. You cannot love without submission. You can submit without loving, but true love requires submission. So then, as people who want to live out God-pleasing discipleship, which I know we all do, how do we love? How do we obey? How do we submit to our spiritual leaders? Well, by giving them due honor and showing respect for their spiritual authority. Now, rather than offering you a convincing argument or a convincing teaching of that today, I'm going to make a big assumption that you already agree with that biblical concept. I don't need to convince you of that. So mostly, I just want to give this congregation this morning the opportunity to do that by joining me in recognizing these spiritual leaders that are sitting on the stage with me as we confer upon them the distinguished honor, the distinct honor of Pastor Emeritus. I'll explain more about that, what that means in just a moment, but let me set that up by speaking briefly about one of the pastoral values that drives my ministry philosophy. I have 10 driving convictions or 10 driving values about ministry. I'm not going to share those, all of those with you today. I'm just going to share one, but one of these days, perhaps if you're interested, I can talk about that. But one of those very strong driving values for me is the value of legacy, of leaving a legacy and of honoring our legacy. That is a strong motivating factor in my life. You see, I passionately believe that everything that this church will achieve tomorrow will be built upon the sacrificial, obedient faith of today. That what we do in this moment will allow others to build upon this in their own season of ministry, should the Lord tarry here at Portland Christian Center. And everything, likewise, everything that we achieve today is built upon the sacrificial, obedient faith of yesterday, of the past. Because of that, in everything that we do, we must lay a good foundation. In our time, in this season, in this moment, we must lay a good foundation today for tomorrow's success. The psalmist says in Psalm 102, verse 18, I love this verse, listen to this. Let our testimony be recorded for the generation yet unborn, that a people yet to be created shall praise the Lord. Wow, that is a powerful verse. Let our testimony be developed, be lived out, be recorded for the generation that is yet to come, for people that have not yet been born, that they, because of our time, because of our testimony, will offer their praise to the Lord. So in light of that, we must always ask ourselves, will our work today inspire those who come after us? I hope so. Will our work today inspire a generation later on who comes after us? But that also means that we're standing here today on the shoulders of faith of those who have led the way in the past. And so we should also ask ourselves, does our work today honor those who have come before us? Now, the first question remains to be seen. Will those that come after us give praise to God because of what we've done in this moment? That remains to be seen. But the latter question, does our work today honor those who we have followed from the past, is something that we can honor, that we can answer today by giving honor to our past leaders, which is why today we're conferring upon these four gentlemen sitting here the distinct honor of Pastor Emeritus. Now, the word emeritus, you may be wondering what this means. The word emeritus means having retired but retaining one's title as an honor. These men have retired, but they retain the honor of their title of pastor. And so today, in conferring this honor upon them, we, the congregation of Portland Christian Center, express our appreciation for the past and the ongoing spiritual influence of pastors Hermie Engelgau, Harold Pollack, Tom Ming, and Jim Swanson. And though they no longer officially serve as pastor, officially as pastor in this church, their calling, their anointing, and their spiritual influence leads us to cherish them and to value their pastoral wisdom in an ongoing way. And so in conferring this honor upon you, we, the people of Portland Christian Center, pledge ourselves to continued concern for your health, your well-being, and your happiness. We hold you in our prayers, and we cherish the contributions that you have made and will continue to make as spiritual fathers of this church. Friends, these are my pastors. seated. These are my pastors. And there are spiritual fathers. So, I want to talk about each one of these. And then I've asked each one of them to share a word as a spiritual father. What would you want to say to your children? I've given them each 5 minutes. I know I've never done anything in 5 minutes, and I'm not quite sure how this is going to work. By the way, we have some gifts for them up here, and I'll present them, and you can take them with you later after the service. But we have for each of you, an official Portland Christian Center name badge so that you know who you are. We know who you are, but we want you to remember that. And we also have a Portland Christian Center business card with your name and your title, because you represent us. You continue to represent us as Pastor Emeritus of this church. And then we have for you each a plaque that we will present to you, a commemorative plaque as well. Wow, this is more emotional than I thought. Let me begin with Pastor Hermie Engelgau. Been a part of, but this is, I just had so much fun reading some of the bio that was sent to me this week regarding these men's lives. Pastor Hermie has been a part of Portland Christian Center. Back in those days, it was known as First Assembly of God. Look at that picture up there, what a handsome man. Been a part of Portland Christian Center since he was 14 years old. May I ask your age? How old are you?
90.
90 years old. He's seen a few things over the years, hasn't he? He and Vi were married here at this church. His wife. By the way, I should have your family stand. Pastor Hermie's family, would you stand right now? Just stand up. Let us recognize them as well. Hermie and Vi were married here, not in this church, but in the other church, in 1946 by Pastor Aholt. He graduated from Northwest College. Good choice. And he served as the senior pastor after college at the Brooks Assembly of God Church. He and Vi then served for 23 years as missionaries in West Africa in the nation known then as Upper Volta. It's now known as Burkina Faso. During that time, First Assembly, Portland Christian Center, covered their personal full monthly support for all of those years. Way to go, church. Those people from a different generation. And we build upon that, the faith of those people back then. What an incredible thing. I hope that we do more of that in the days to come. Upon returning to the United States in 1974, Pastor Hermie and Vi served on the staff of this church for 8 years. They served at the neighborhood church for many, many years as well, and we're delighted to have them back as a part of our church family, and we cherish their spiritual influence now and into the future. Pastor Hermie, I'm going to ask you to come up here, if you would, please. Could you come to the pulpit? And I'm not going to make you carry this, but this is the certificate of recognition as a pastor emeritus upon Reverend Hermie Engelgau. And let me just make this statement to you, this charge. Pastor Hermie, will you, as you step into the pulpit here, will you accept this distinguished recognition of Pastor Emeritus with much love from your Portland Christian Center family?
I certainly will. Mm. And I appreciate this big family.
Mm, that is a wonderful family, isn't it? And friends, will you recognize Pastor Hermie's place of honor as a spiritual leader in this church community by responding now with your applause? And if you would you take a moment, thank you, and just share with your church family a word?
It's very humbling to be here this morning. My heart is filled with joy, and it's running over. You know, this church has given and given and given. You helped us on the field of Africa for 23 years. And then we were happy to be here on staff for 8 years, with some of those years with Pastor Swanson. But the joy comes when, just as we did this morning, received word from Africa. And one of the pastors that I helped go through Bible school, and he told me, I have the notes in my pocket here, but I won't reach for them. He said, you know, you helped me for 42 years. And that just thrilled my heart. And he went on to pastor a church. And that church has been growing and growing. Thousands of Christians in that area of Burkina Faso. So, you know, when we give, we don't just give for the present joy, but that joy runs on over. It overflows into other hearts as well. And this pastor, Matthew is his name, he said, you know, you took me, you helped me go to school, and now I've been pastoring for 42 years.
Wow.
And that just thrilled my heart. And I pray that you folks will also remember to continue on doing what God has called you to do. Thank you for all your support and for the privilege of being here this morning. Thank
Amen.
You, Pastor.
I thank God for this
man.
I love you.
Oh, wow.
So much. I love you. Thank you, Pastor Hermie. We love you. Pastor Harold Pollack, after graduating from Bible College in 1956, Pastor Harold served as an associate pastor along with Dixie, his wife. And by the way, could we have his family stand right now, and would you acknowledge them? Served as an associate pastor in Washington and California, before becoming a senior pastor in Riddle, Oregon. Riddle me this. Does anyone know where Riddle, Oregon is? Many of you do. I do. I know. I've been there. I played basketball there when I was in high school. He then pastored in Iowa before becoming the senior pastor in Hillsboro, Oregon, from 1976 to 1991. What you might not know about Pastor Harold is that between Iowa and Hillsboro, Pastor Harold served as an associate pastor to Pastor Tom Ming in Springfield, Oregon. So they probably have a lot of stories that they could tell on each other. And then Pastor Harold served on the Portland Christian Center staff from 2003 to 2008 as pastor to seniors, as a visitation pastor, and as a Bible teacher. And as I recall, Pastor Harold tried to retire several times, but we kept calling him back. Pastor Harold, would you step to the pulpit, please? Isn't that nice?
Thank you very much. Very nice.
You see it. Pastor Harold, will you accept this distinguished recognition of Pastor Emeritus with much love from your Portland Christian
yes,
Center family?
Thank you, with much thanks.
Friends, will you recognize Pastor Harold's place of honor as a spiritual leader in this church community by responding yet again with your applause? And as a spiritual father of this church, would you share with your church family?
This church has a great heritage. It goes back beyond 1991 when we first came here, because my wife's mother attended. Pastor Swanson had her memorial service. The first service we came here, we were a little discouraged and kind of downhearted, and Glenn Cole was the speaker. My wife and I sat in the balcony, and tears came to our eyes as Glenn Cole, that master church leader, he didn't preach what he announced he was going to preach on. He preached something else, and it was just for me. And I was blessed. You have blessed us. My wife has blessed me many years serving. I've been with some of you in the hospital rooms. I've been with you in ER. I've served communion at home and in care centers to people. One particular man, he said, "I'm not going to live very long. Would you come?" And I took him communion. And I remember that moment, that service that day in that home when we received communion and the Lord's Supper, a precious moment, a great heritage. Fathers, grandfathers, fathers, sons, and daughters. I was blessed Friday night as I have my place down here in the pit. I play in the orchestra, for some of you who don't know that. And when I saw my three granddaughters on stage singing the Hallelujah Chorus, I was blessed. And I missed a few notes because tears came to my eyes. I couldn't see the music. So, Pastor Ron, I'm sorry. I'll try to get them better next time. But thank you very much. You have been a blessing to us, and I hope we're a blessing to you.
Thank you, Pastor Harold. Thank you. We love you.
I love you, Pastor.
I love you. Pastor Tom Ming graduated from what is now known as Vanguard University. I think it was called Southern California College. In Southern California in 1949, he was ordained in the Assemblies of God in 1953, and he and Lynn, and would their families stand right now, please? Let's welcome and acknowledge them. He and Lynn pastored churches in California, Washington, and Oregon for 35 years. Pastor Tom also traveled for, I think, about 10 years for the Assembly of God Department of Evangelism all around America. Bless his heart, he even did a stint in Texas. Somebody had to do it. As you know, Pastor Tom has been gifted with an extraordinarily outgoing personality. And as a result, Pastor Tom has more friends throughout the United States than any other human being alive. And what a blessing he has been to our church. Pastor Tom and Lynn have been at Portland Christian Center for 25 years now. And they have served as an associate pastor of visitation, and they continue to offer pastoral ministry to our church, and we're so glad for that. Even in their retirement, they have continued to serve. Pastor Tom, will you step to this pulpit, please? Isn't that nice? Beautiful. Pastor Tom, will you accept this distinguished recognition of Pastor Emeritus with much love from your Portland Christian Center family?
I will.
Friends, will you recognize Pastor Tom's place of honor as a spiritual leader in this church community by responding yet again with your applause? Pastor Tom, you're a spiritual father to this faith community. Would you share a word with your family?
I am deeply honored and humbled. One of the ministries we are now in is calling retired pastors and just seeing how they're doing. We don't broadcast that really, but that is ongoing. My wife says I have more fun doing that than I've had in a long time. But I was telling a former district superintendent what was going to happen. He said, my Lord, he's a Texan. He said, my Lord, Ming, I don't know of any church that has ever honored what is going on in your church in the whole United States. We are at one of the most epic moments of this church when this wonderful pastor and the elders of this church have chosen to take four old gray-headed guys and present them the honor that so many pastors in America know nothing about. I thank you. If I have a word for you as a church, one, thank you for your love and kindness. I do not hesitate to give out cards and invite people to church. There's a young couple here today that I met in G.I. Joe some years ago. He got a card. He finally made it to church today. My favorite scripture is Psalms 119, 164, 65. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. About every 2 hours to worship Jesus every day. Great peace have they whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and nothing, the King James says, offend them. Another version says, move them off course. We have been invited these last months, in fact, through the whole period of pastor's ministry, to be in the Word, but in the last few months, to have the Word of God instilled in our hearts. And I admonish us, do not be slack in that particular area, but that we hide it in our heart daily. Because that, in these troubled days that we live in, will be the establishment of our life. Young people, hold the Bible dear. Memorize the scriptures. Because when you get our age, you can't even remember your last name sometimes. And hold on to those things that God has given to you, to the precious members of this congregation and your love and care for me and my wife and my family. Thank you. You have treated me well, and I am blessed.
Thank you, Pastor Tom. I love you. You're my pastor. Pastor Jim Swanson began his ministry in 1948. He met Norma, his wife, though it wasn't his wife when he met her, obviously, at a youth crusade in Seattle, and that itself is quite a story. They were married in 1950. His first church was in Hayward, California, where they pastored for 15 years. During that time, they engineered two building programs successfully and had three of their children. In Pastor Jim's spare time in Hayward, he planted a church just over the Oakland Hills in Dublin, Valley Christian Center, a ministry that Linda and I were privileged to lead and that continues to thrive to this day and has an impact and has had an impact upon the world. On a trip through Portland, Pastor Jim and Norma visited First Assembly of God. They both felt a strong sense that they would minister here in this city and in this church. 2 years later, they were elected as senior pastors here, First Assembly, Portland Christian Center. And they served for, was it 14 years? 15 years until 1979, leading Portland Christian Center to remarkable growth and into a building program that has resulted in this beautiful complex that we enjoy to this day. Pastor Swanson, will you join me at the pulpit, please? What a beautiful class. Now, Pastor Swanson, these other three men have been honored with Pastor Emeritus. But will you accept the distinguished recognition of Senior Pastor Emeritus? You have one up on these guys. Senior Pastor Emeritus. With much love from our congregation.
Thank you. Does this mean that your staff will have to obey me when I ask them to do something?
As much as they obey me.
Then we have a problem.
But we do have a problem.
I told Ron when I stood up that he was to stand up and sing How Great Thou Art.
We could arrange that. Friends, will you recognize Pastor Swanson's place of honor by applauding? Place of honor in this spiritual community. Pastor Swanson, you truly are a spiritual father to this church, and you're my pastor. And would you share a word with your family?
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate you and love you very much, and proud to be associated with you here in the church. Someone asked me a little while ago what were some of the highlights of my ministry here, some strange things that happened to me while I was here. And I'm thinking of one event when we had recently purchased all of this land out here. And I came over at night, it was dark, and I wanted to walk the land and pray that God would bless this land. And I noticed down the hill over here, between the synagogue and our property, there's a light that was on. And I wondered, now what in the world is that down there? So very quietly, I snuck down that hill and looked, and there was a family that were living there. And they were homeless. Apparently, there was a building there that had a cement wall on it, and they had propped up the wall, and they had made a little canvas top, and they had electricity. And I said to them, "Who are you?" And they said, "Well, we live here." And I said, "Do you know this property has been sold?" He said, "Yeah, we heard that." I said, "Where are you getting your electric power to get that light on?" He said, "Well, we stretched a cord down the hill and up the other side, and we hooked on to the Jewish synagogue's power." When I told the rabbi that, he said, "You get those people out of here right now." Another wonderful thing that happened, of course, the highlight of my ministry here was the groundbreaking service. I saw a picture of it just the other day when we broke ground for this building. And then the day that we opened the building and had a dedication here, I would say those were two or three of the most wonderful things that happened to me while I was here. My only regret today is that my wife, Norma, is not here to be with me. I've learned since she passed away a few weeks ago that life is lonely without her. And I learned that the words of a poet that is one of my favorites, Robert W. Service, he wrote the songs of the Klondike and the Cremation of Sam McGee and a lot of those poems. And his wife died, and he wrote a poem about her. And there were two lines in that poem that I remember. And they start like this: "I'm hungry, not of the belly kind that longs for bacon and beans, but the gnawing hunger of a lonely man for his wife and all that she means. And I'm hungry today. I'm hungry today." I've also learned that we're not in the land of the living on our way to the land of the dying. On the contrary, we're living in the land of the dying, and we're on our way to the land of the living.
That's right. That's right.
And that's where I'm on my way to now. I look around this church and see so many friends, people that have came to the Lord during our ministry in Portland. And one of the persons that I think I'm going to have him stand, he and his wife, is Buddy Hood. Buddy and his wife, full-blooded Klamath Indians. Came to this church in the old building and gave their hearts to Christ. And Buddy's told me many times that his life was absolutely changed at that time. And then he became my hairstylist. I'm deeply moved with this honor that you have given to me, Pastor Noah, and the board, and want to express my appreciation and thanks for all that it means to me. I really believe that God brought me here, and I believe that God was here when we built this church. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that it's functioning so well under the leadership of Pastor Noah. There is one more thing I want to say. Somebody asked me, in all the years that I have been pastoring and preaching, what is the most significant truth that you remember? What is the most significant truth that you've ever had during your 55 years of pastoring? And here it is. I have learned that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Amen.
And I love you too.
Thank you. I love you. I'm going to invite the ushers to come and to escort these four distinguished men to the foyer, and your spouses, families can join you if they would like. And I would like for you, as you exit today, before you go home, just to stop by and to share your love and your appreciation with these men. So, gentlemen, if you would you retire to the re-retire to the foyer? Well, what an honor, what a privilege this is, and what great men and their families, their spouses that have built the foundation of this church, and upon that foundation, we're building today. I so appreciate them. I'm going to invite you to stand, if you would, and I want us to pray before we go. And again, I encourage you to stop by and just to show your love and appreciation to these families before you go home. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this moment. I think we've obeyed your word. We've tried to give honor to whom honor is due. Perhaps inadequately so. All the love and the sacrifice that they've made for this church. I'm sure that whatever we do is really pales in comparison to what they've done. But God, as best we know how, we give them honor. And I pray that not only would we give them honor, but we would be inspired by their leadership, and we would receive their continued spiritual authority in our lives. And I pray that they would so motivate us that our testimony in this day would be recorded for a generation yet unborn, that a people yet to be created would praise the Lord because of us. God, help us to run in our time, run our race well, and to finish strongly, and to finish in a way that brings glory and honor to you alone. This I pray in Jesus' name, and I pray that you would go with your people and you would bless them throughout this day, and use us, Lord, use us as a testimony to your great and glorious name. I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, amen, amen. God bless you. Would you stop by and say hi to these men and show your love as you leave? God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this Portland Christian Center podcast. If you live in the Portland, Oregon area and are looking for a place to connect or visiting us here in Portland, please join us for one of our services. For more information about our service times and programs, you can find it right here on our website at pcctoday.com.